Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
What's so good about it? Have you looked outside this morning?
It's for snowfall, man. It's kind of pretty yesterday.
Yeah.
Not so pretty today.
I got my boat put up just in time. But happy Saturday to you and all our listeners.
And to you. It's November.
Yes.
We've been on the air for 7 years now.
Whoa.
Hard to believe, right?
Yeah, I think I've been on four of those, which is bizarre.
No.
Three? Two? One?
Go back. No, about two and a half, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
I don't Feels know. Like forever.
Wow. Thanks, dude. Glad you enjoy spending time with me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, welcome to The Drift, and what we do every Saturday is go over the news we put on thedailydrift.com. It's...
the news you need to know.
Excellent, yes. And it's news from across the country, around the world, and even here at home. It's the news you won't find on the mainstream media, so check it out, thedailydrift.com, or you can email me also, gary@thedailydrift.com, if you want to send us some information or put something on The Daily Drift, or... you're just too shy to call into the show today at 734-822-1600, which we love to have you do. And we're going to kind of freestyle it today. Lots to talk about. I think we've got Nick Stumphauser going to check in at the end of the half hour. So we'll get a little update from him. But election results, hey? You got to do a better segue than that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This segment brought to you by Overhead Door. Overhead Door Company of Whitmore Lake. 734-449-0400. Conveniently located right off of US 23 in Whitmore Lake. There's some coupons in the Current, and if you haven't seen the Current, you can go online and get it, courantonline.com. They've got purchase of a new door, opener, and install, $75 off. That's huge.
Yeah. Yep.
$25 off any service call for your garage door, and a $65 special preventative maintenance and tune-up, which a lot of us take for granted.
Keeps the snow and
leaves out. Yeah, you've got to take care of those things, or you end up having to replace it. So spend a little money and get your garage door. We never think about it until it breaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Overhead Door, 734-449-0400, or you can go to ohdwhitmorelake@gmail.com and send them an email, or ohdwhitmorelake.com.
Yep. Overhead Door is the company that actually makes their product. So they're a distributor of Overhead Door, which has been around since the 30s. Really good company.
Yeah, well... take it for granted, man, and you'll be crying the blues this winter if your garage door breaks on you. You got to get out and open it manually. I've done that a few times myself. So,
did anything interesting happen this week
besides the election? I'm torn. One minute I'm kind of sad and despondent, and the next I'm like, you know what? Hey,
could have been
worse. We got 52, and even if we lose Florida and Arizona with all the fraud that's happening right now, we're still up 52 to 48, right?
I read this morning that the votes are in Florida now. The count is over and that Bush won.
With the hanging chads?
Yeah.
Someone needs to take that woman, Snipes, and throw her in jail.
Maybe it'll happen this time. But why it didn't happen before is
all I can say is, what is wrong with you people in Arizona, Florida? How could it even be this close? You have a socialist criminal down there.
60 states, okay? Wayne County should be a state in itself, and then Michigan, the rest of Michigan could get the representation it votes for. And the same with Florida. Take Miami-Dade County, make it a state, let them try and figure out how to leech off of somebody else other than the other counties in the state of Florida that all vote red, and it still have the governor and the senator that Miami-Dade chooses, especially with the fraud involved.
Look, here's what people don't seem to understand, and if you voted Democrat this election or if you did not vote Republican and decided to exercise your conscience and not vote Republican because you didn't like them, they're not good enough for you or whatever. Here's what's happening, folks. The globalists, these are the globalists. They did it to the Soviet Union. You want to know why the Soviet Union broke up? Besides the economic factors, somebody wanted them broken up. It's easier to divide them and conquer them. And that's what they're doing here to the United States. They're trying to take over all the continent on the coasts, right? And they're going to see, you will see in the next 10, 15 years, if this continues, if we don't step up and fix it, you're going to see the breakup of the United States. It's going to happen.
Can I play my audio for you
at this moment?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, it's somewhat related. Yeah. So I'm watching Amazon Prime, and I'm watching Man in the High Castle. And the premise of this series, based on a book we were saying, was done in the 70s, I think, by Philip K. Dick, is that the Japanese won and the Germans won the war.
And they
split America up between them, okay? So with an area in between in the Rockies called the Neutral Zone. And so having won, the movies, it's sort of a soap opera, but it's a great series. It's the drama, it keeps you on the edge of your seat. You're great acting. You're concerned about these characters. There's a lot of conflict in there. But one thing that happens is there is a scene where this woman who's a filmographer for the Reich, who now basically controls, you know, the Eastern United States. The Reich, she's a filmmaker. She's done a film, and she walks into a guy's office, and she's describing her new film. And Derek, would you play that for me, please?
Iceland's Goebbels called me. He held a private screening of my film in Berlin for the Reichstag and a few close friends. It went well.
Congratulations.
My uncle said that Himmler went crazy over it.
I'll make sure that everyone's aware of Berlin's enthusiasm for your film.
Reichstag also asked me to start thinking about a new project that would involve you.
I'm all ears, Schatze.
Jahr Null. Year Zero. An experiment. A reset. A new America.
What's the angle?
Deprive people of their national consciousness, dilute their national pride, do not teach their history.
So the Reichsfuhrer wants to erase American history.
They don't have that much of it anyway.
Why don't we start?
Now this is her filming it now. And these guys are tearing apart a statue of Lincoln.
Year Zero.
That's right. Propaganda is an essential component. We're correcting American history here, setting the record straight.
Correcting American
history. Glad to see you put the best and brightest on it.
Scott! Scott!
They're hammering a statue of Lincoln. Yeah.
This is the old America. You are the new America. I want to see you full of power, energy. In fact, get the camera off the sticks and move it in closer. Follow them. We need to feel the kinetic potential, the vitality of the new American Nazi youth. Okay, boys. What you're doing here is important work.
Okay. So I get it. And that is exactly... What a good segue that was. You and I have... We got that little simpatico thing going, don't we, here? Yeah, that's exactly... America, if you cannot see what the Democrats, what the left, what the globalist elite is doing to our country, you are fools. Don't let this don't let them tear down the best of humanity, because that's what America has been for the last 250 years.
Well, what really blows my mind is that, I mean, first off, I had my world turned upside down because I found out my fellow citizens are idiots for voting in so many Democrats. You know, I woke up going, like, what? What world am I in? So all week I've had this, what world am I in feeling. And then I watched this on TV a couple nights ago, and I'm thinking, what world am I in where Amazon Prime actually spells out what the left is doing to this country and superimposes it over Nazi ideology. You know, we've said all along, it's the left that was the Nazis, the left that's the fascists that want to destroy our history. And here Amazon Prime is showing a highly popular TV series in which it's depicted. That's what the Nazis do. Rewrite history, destroy statues.
And it's what Democrats do.
But Bezos let this be shown on his network. How did that happen?
Maybe he's the tinfoil undercover guy. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. But that's interesting. I'm going to go watch it now because I've been wanting to watch it.
I highly
recommend.
It's
just one of those things I haven't been able to get to. Yeah. Let's take a quick call from Mark in Howell. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, gentlemen. The Drift, the news you need to know.
Hey, you know, somebody can get it right. Thanks.
We're right on the same wavelength today. Elections, let me tell you something. Whether they know it or not, and I think in most cases they do, at least the media and the academia and the people that are pushing this this agenda, I'm not so sure that typically they know it down in the polling sites. I think it's incompetence, and it could be a little bit of both. But let's, you just talked about the Nazi regime. Let's go back to when Hitler was elected chancellor. Well, all those votes were tainted, gentlemen. They were tainted just like what we're facing right now here. And also, another thing, one thing I want to talk about the Constitution, how we can protect this country, is we need to appoint more constitutional judges to uphold the rule of law through the way they rule, okay, on judgments. Okay, that's the most important way we can uphold this Constitution. And number three, we have to watch out our association with the United Nations. I'm in for pulling out of the UN altogether because foreign entanglements, if you read what our forefathers said, they said stay away from foreign entanglements and getting involved. The Versailles Treaty, which was imposed on Germany after World War I, is what brought us World War II, gentlemen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that, good point.
Well, on labor, it's funny you bring that up on Veterans Day weekend. I mean, Armistice Day is tomorrow, right? That's what Versailles was all about.
Yeah. So, yeah, real interesting. Anything else, Mark?
Well, yes, and the reason I did bring that in, you just tied it in. I am for our first responders, our law enforcement, and I love our military. And by gosh, for everybody that gave the ultimate sacrifice, our active duty, and, you know, God bless them all. And God bless the USA. Thanks for a great show, guys.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Along those
Have a great
lines,
one.
Along those lines, Trump was just at the UN just a month or so ago where he told him, he says, hey, we're in it for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to be with you guys, but we're in it for America.
Yeah,
it's nationalism. It's not white nationalism. It's self-interested nationalism for the entire country, all the races, all the citizens of this nation.
Yes, it's just putting ourselves first, and that's common sense. You do that. And that kind of ties in, too, just this morning you heard Trump kind of complaining about Macron over the last 48 hours or 24 hours, said, we're going to do our own European army here, blah, blah, blah.
Enjoy.
For me, I was like,
enjoy.
Well done. Do it. Take it upon yourself. Why are we protecting you any longer? If you think you're so smart and that good, go ahead and do it yourself. Please, save us the money.
Yeah.
You know, and protecting yourselves from the U.S.? We've only saved your butts twice.
Yeah, set us up for a third time. Go ahead.
Anyways, I digress. We're getting away from the election here at home. Let's take a quick call from Tom in Detroit. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Proposition 1. You know, passed with a comfortable margin, and you know, it's just the whole thing is that you know, I think people don't want to be told what to do. They want to be able to run their own lives as they see fit. They, you know, and to use the excuse that, well, you know, it's for the children, that we want to send our children out like flocks of sheep with the government to be shepherd over them. It's just people aren't buying that. And, you know, it brought a lot of people to the polls. And also the whole attitude is that, you know, people are angry and they're going to vote for a Gretchen Whitmer before a Bill Schuette because they don't want somebody telling them individually what to do.
No, they wanted pot. That's all. They had no libertarian concerns there, Tom. They just wanted pot.
But here's the whole thing is how is that working out for the Republicans? And
not
how
very
is it going to work out?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I mean,
so here's my question, Tom. My thought was this. Why are the Republicans so stupid, knowing full well that it was going to pass, that it was going to bring tons of people out to the polls to vote Democrat as well as vote yes for Proposal 1? Why the hell didn't the Republicans jump on the bandwagon? This is a pants-on, pants-off issue. It's coming whether you like it or not. You should have gone ahead and legalized it right from the get-go.
They could have decriminalized.
Or decriminalized. They should have taken the bull by the horns. It's coming down the street. Try and guide it one way or the other and get it done instead of leaving it in the hands of the Democrats to turn it into a big win.
This law settles nothing. This law settles nothing. It's so going to be so tied up in the courts. And, okay, Tom, why can you only have 2.5 ounces in your house or in your possession?
Well, instead of 2.55.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And who's going to stop you from smoking a joint while you're driving, because that wasn't addressed. Nothing about public intoxication was addressed in this. There's a lot of public safety concerns with this. And I don't, there's a libertarian turn. Sure, I understand where you're coming from, but there's a society at large.
Here's my thinking is, you know, they're saying, well, oh, it's still against federal law. But the thing is, is that's a Ninth Amendment issue. You know, if you bring up a Ninth Amendment issue against a state law, that's a really tough case. But, you know, I believe it absolutely applies to any federal law. And, I mean, that's, I guess we don't have enough time to, you know, to debate it all day.
Yeah, we both got our points out.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. All right, well, great points, Tom. Appreciate the call as always. Take care.
See you, Tom.
Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, I'm wholly disheartened in the American people because it's proven that we can't get out of this dichotomy, this infernal cycle of Republican-Democrat, Republican-Democrat. It should take at least 12 to 15 years for the power base to be able to affect the change necessary to put the country back in shape. And the Republicans, I blame them 100%, because when we finally had all the things we needed, all three branches of government, 44 of them walked away from their post. It allowed the Democrats to rally.
Yeah.
And take control.
Yeah, I want to put my tinfoil hat on, but I'm not going to. Why the Republicans walked away like they're, I don't know, Gary. It doesn't make sense to me. But I'll tell you who else is at fault. Paul Ryan and the Republican Congress, they didn't fulfill the promises they made to us in 2016.
Except having talked to Tim Walberg about this, he talked about all the bills that they passed. They passed HB 38. And Mitch McConnell will not allow it to go through because he won't do the 50, you know, the simple majority passage. So you can't get the Democrats that are blocking
right. Something
as simple as reciprocal carry, which is very, and it won't happen after January.
Yeah. Now that, but again, where's our wall funding?
Right, exactly.
All you Republicans who are anti-Trump for the first 2 years of this presidency. I mean, the American people know that Donald Trump did what he promises made, promises kept. We got what we... I can't say I've ever been more happy with the president than I am with Donald Trump right now. He's fulfilling every possible promise he made to me that he can without the help of the Republicans. He did this without the help of the Republicans. Honestly. I mean, we should have had Obamacare taken care of. If they'd been on the ball, they would have come up with a replacement, something that fixed it. They would have built the damn wall. They would have found a way to get spending under control. They didn't. So shame on Paul Ryan and the Republicans.
And they would have gotten two more Supreme Court justices. Oh, wait a minute. We did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've had years and decades, though, to fix these problems. And when the time comes to do it, what do we get? Nothing.
Nothing.
Just nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like our Michigan legislature for the last 8 years, which is where I originally thought you were talking about on a microcosm. You know, what did they do?
Yeah.
We were talking with Tom about
again,
Proposal 1.
Shooting ourselves in the foot is what the Michigan Republican Party is best at. Because we had Rhino Rick for 8 years. He got a few things done, but he could have gotten a lot more done. And the losers that we had in the GOP Senate and House in Lansing the last 8 years are disgusting. You guys, I can't even believe you maintained control this time around. Honestly.
Yeah.
You know, so you end up with a Gretchen Whitmer. I knew that was coming. I didn't think we'd lose AG. I really thought Tom Leonard had a shot at that. But I think it was just that drive of Democrats, all the money they spent here. And where was our Michigan Republican Party spending an equivalent amount of money? Really?
Or even talking up Republican ideas and freedom, liberty, and all the good stuff. I mean, where are they? They're always... Absent without leave.
And then the candidates themselves. Bill Schuette, lousy candidate.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, lousy candidate. And for Brian Kelly, Governor Snyder, and the other guys that lost in the primary, not to come around and do what they needed to do is disgusting. The Republicans can't even show a common front together. That's why Democrats
always win. Schuette wouldn't even take help, say, from Kolbeck.
Yeah,
he
just a lousy candidate.
Oh yeah,
I'm not super unhappy that this. Sometimes you need a good kick in the rear end.
Hope he likes his family real estate business in the Caribbean because that's all he's got now.
You know, I moved out of Washtenaw County last year into Livingston County because I wanted to get away from liberals. You know what? And my congressman was Mike Bishop, invisible Mike Bishop in my book. I mean, I've been asking him to come on the show and do what Tim Walberg does for 2 years. Incapable of responding, let alone putting his butt on the line and getting down here. I don't know. Did he talk to anybody at this station, Derek? Did he ever call into Theron's show? Mike Bishop, I don't think he even... I think he just wanted to get out. Does he get a full pension now? Because he did his 2 years or 4 years, whatever he did. I don't even know how long
he
was there.
I don't know if it's
the most invisible candidate. Come on, dude.
The good news is that the Democrats are going to do nothing for the next 2 years, and except for try to destroy Trump. He'll be strong because he just doesn't give a damn. And we will have a very short or easy lift to take it back, quite literally, next election. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, you know that Nancy was supposed to be facing a whole bunch of opposition with their own party as Speaker of the House, but there's a whole caucus of Republicans that are going to vote for her to remain Speaker of the House.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because she is just a guarantee of the next election for us. Once people have their nose rubbed in Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters for a while.
You think she's is she really going to do that, though?
I hear she's going to step down after 6 months or so, or promise to step down after 2 years.
She can't. She won't do that. She won't do that. She's a megalomaniac. She's not stepping down from anything.
Yeah, well, here's what the Democrats really need to look at. They've got two paths here. Number one, they go with this continuing drive to impeach Kavanaugh, to impeach Trump, to be the obstructionists, to be the morons that they've shown themselves to be.
Hey, keep it up.
Which they should know, as of right now, it will cost them 2020. They'll lose the House again, right?
Well, it cost them the Senate.
Yeah.
Going after Kavanaugh the way they did cost them the Senate.
So is Nancy Pelosi and the leadership of the Democratic House that stupid to know?
Yes, because the answer is yes.
Yes.
Well, let's hope they are that stupid.
Well, good man, Gary. Great minds think alike.
For decades, we know how stupid they are.
Yeah. All right. Well, good call. Appreciate it, Gary. Have a good one.
All right, gentlemen.
See you,
take care. Let's take a call from Todd in Whitmore Lake. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's going on?
You tell us.
Not much. Hey, I'm kind of hanging out, doing the honey-do list.
No. That's keep your honey happy.
Happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, it's funny you say what you said about Mike Bishop, that he wanted to possibly get out, because that was what was crossing my mind, too, when he had a percentage that he probably could have had a recount on.
He walked away quick, didn't he?
Exactly. I'm thinking, there's something wrong here, because I don't think he wanted it, because I, myself, would have done a recount.
Yeah, I feel the same way. He did not make the effort. He really did not. I just didn't see it. I didn't see it anywhere. And it kind of makes me think, you know what? Mike Rogers worked that seat for a long time. And I think Bishop was Mike Rogers' pick, wasn't he?
I'm
thinking he was.
Yeah.
And for Bishop to just not make the effort, I can't explain it otherwise. I mean, there were plenty of signs, but you can't win an election with signs.
Oh, no, exactly.
Knock on some doors, get on the radio, get on the TV.
Instill some enthusiasm.
Do something for crying out loud. Like. How about spending a little money?
Well, you know, I don't know about you, but I went to bed that night, and James was ahead, Bishop was ahead.
Yeah.
You know, all our candidates were ahead, and you wake up next morning and find them 10 points behind?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did the Democrats do while we were asleep?
It was brutal. It was brutal. What else you got, Todd?
Oh, they cheated. They did like a Florida and Arizona. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what happened. But anyway.
Yeah.
But no, that's about all I got. But it was just strange about Mike Bishop. I just don't know. It's almost like he went from college football to the NFL and couldn't handle what was going on.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the case. All right. Well, great call, Todd. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye. See you, Todd.
Have a good one. All right. Yeah. I run from being disappointed to not being disappointed. I did hear Alyssa Slotkin on Gruber this week and was quite surprised to hear that she's saying, right now anyways, that she is not supporting Nancy Pelosi for Speaker, which kind of made me twist my head. She also said she supports free market alternatives for health care, which, again, surprised me. Now, maybe this is all just lip service to the conservative radio host, right? But I don't know. Maybe she won't be as bad as we think.
Maybe she'd like to get reelected. Actually represent her constituency instead of the national party.
Yeah.
There's a concept.
Well, and she said, although we had seen commercials of her saying the opposite, she said she told Gruber, country over party. But there was commercials of her literally saying
to get her
party
elected.
Before country.
To get her elected.
Yeah. So. All right, well, we're going to take the hard break, and when we come back, we'll hopefully hear from Nick Stumphauser, and then we've got just a ton of stuff to talk about, including Florida and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
See you on the other side.
Yesterday's love was like a warm summer breeze, but like the weather, you change.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh, recounting the votes in the Sunshine State.
Right, we're going to see this recount happen now, that's for sure. The Secretary of State has just announced that. And I think these people are not aware of it behind me, but I think that most of them would approve of that decision because they want to see the accurate count done here.
Fox's Doug McElway in Broward County, Florida, where both the governor's race and a Senate seat remain undecided. The damage from a California wildfire is hard to believe.
We're in the heart of paradise. It really does look more like hell. Here on the main drag, every single business just about has burned to the ground. And you talk about the numbers, 6,700 homes and buildings wiped out. That makes the Camp Fire, this fire, the most destructive in California history.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Paradise, California. The fires claimed at least 9 lives. This is Fox News.
When one of your major home appliances stops working, you want someone with experience to fix it. Bill and Joe Henderson at MasterTech have been taking care of people in Ann Arbor and the surrounding communities since 1978. At MasterTech Appliance, they service nearly every appliance make and model. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, ranges, air conditioners, and more. MasterTech handles both residential and commercial work and always solves the problem. Their technicians are friendly, knowledgeable, and on time. Call 734-662-0641. That's 734-662-0641 or toll free 800-663-0331. You can also visit MasterTechAppliance.com online. MasterTech, Federal Boulevard, one block off Stadium near the Ann Arbor Post Office. Service hours daily, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. MasterTech Appliance, technicians who care. Servicing appliances throughout Washtenaw, Livingston, and Western Wayne County.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift here at Wham Talk 1600.
It's like uppers and downers. You have the mellowed out music, and the next thing you know, we're going to talk politics.
Gary screaming into the microphone. Right. Well, anyway, so Michigan didn't turn out the way that I wanted, but kind of turned out the way I expected. pretty much.
I had high hopes for James. Like I was saying, before I went to bed, I look at the score and I say, oh, great, thank you, Jesus, and wake up and what? Same with Jeff Jones. He was beating Dingle.
I know, I saw
that
for a little bit.
What the heck happened? And all of a sudden it's like minuscule? What'd they do while we were asleep?
Well, the urban centers, the Democrat-held areas always report late because they're inefficient.
Oh, you mean like Dade?
Like
Miami-Dade?
Like,
what,
yeah, Broward County.
A week late? Yeah, yeah.
Broward County.
Yeah, that's right,
yeah.
Broward County.
So, I think, and it went back for John James, I think he just needed to spend more time in Wayne County. I'm sorry. Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb probably. Washtenaw would have helped, too. Because I think a lot of people didn't know him.
But I was all in for John James, but there was something plastic about him, to be honest with you. He really didn't instill a lot of – he didn't do a lot of speaking engagement.
I think he played it safe.
Thrilling people, you know, really engaging people.
He played it safe. Now, I'll blame that on the campaign team, whoever. And I think I've complained a number of times over the last 6 months that they weren't engaging. If you only came on the show once – or this, I don't know how many times he came on Theron's show,
Once a month. Theron and I were talking about never. And he asked me about the time he was on our show, and I told him about the fact that, remember, he had two planted callers.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and it was just too scripted. It really set my...
He needed to be cut loose and let him speak his mind and let him be who he is. And I think the campaign kept him back from doing that. I'm guessing. I could be wrong. Maybe he's just like that. But obviously didn't play it the way you should have, because you lost by a pretty substantial figure, which means you lost the urban centers, Detroit, probably Flint.
So much for that idea, Joe from Wyandotte.
Yeah. So anyways, well, it takes effort, right? You can't just...
Oh, jeez, did I just say Betelgeuse?
Betelgeuse. Okay, so let's talk Arizona before we go to Florida. Kristen Sinema, people in Arizona, what is wrong with you?
She's right. Kristen Sinema. Yes, she said about her own state, it's the meth lab of the United States.
How do you insult your entire population?
Because it is the meth lab of the United States. They must be totally mentally addled. How do you choose this? Oh, my God, help us, please.
Yeah. Well, again, this is what happens. And I said this in a post on Tweet and Facebook, I think. The two biggest states... For retirement, right? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's factual,
Florida
but
and
sure.
Arizona,
Florida and Arizona.
Phoenix.
Used to be very Republican. Why? Because you had all the people that worked their whole lives, paid all their money in taxes, and retired, and they were conservative.
That's why we had to have immigration restriction within the United States. You can't move to Florida. You can't move to Arizona from certain areas.
Look,
sorry.
This
Texas,
is the most.
Texas
is next.
You can't move to Texas from Mexico. Let's do that.
Look, import third world, become third world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the United States is doing. And folks, if you're not...
Oh, diversity is their strength.
Diversity is not our strength.
What happened to the melting pot where people come here, learn our language, accept our customs, learn our civics in our schools? I'm really aging myself.
For correct cooking, you add ingredients slowly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just dump 100,000 people in and all of a sudden think it's going to turn into a nice little melting pot.
Oh, yeah,
you just screwed up the whole pot.
We get all the best values of all those cultures, like political assassination and demon worship. And,
corruption, fraudulent voting, bribery.
They bring all the values with them,
Yeah,
drugs. Sorry.
I don't know what's going to happen in Arizona. I'm assuming at this point we will lose that Senate seat. It's going to go to that cinema lady. And shame on you, Arizona. What the hell were you people thinking? If you voted for a Democrat anywhere in this country, you are slitting your own wrists.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what, folks? It's a very fine line now of what's going to happen. If we lose these Senate seats in Florida and in Arizona because of this advance of unfound or just recently found. Look, you had 30 minutes to get those votes in. Every other county in the state of Florida managed to get their counts done. This lady with a terrible record and has been shown that she's doing illegal things is getting away with this. If they get away with it now, they'll get away with it in 2020, and you're going to have a Democrat president, probably Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden.
Who shoves a box of provisional ballots in a closet in a school?
The guy that phonied them up.
Exactly. He planted them there well ahead of time.
Remember Al Franken?
Plan B.
That's how he got his.
Well, I mentioned that on an
Abortionist
Roundtable this morning. A trunk full of votes. Oh, wow, that's all it takes.
Trump.
With no with no chain of evidence. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You've got to have that. And they're just. I hope that this goes all the way to the Supreme Court, and that we throw out all those votes that weren't turned in on time.
Because we know what kind of. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. I do hope it goes to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the one on Facebook where the wild-eyed woman is shouting, "This is unfair! It's unfair! I'm going to sue you! We're going to go to the Supreme Court!" And the picture of Trump below, smiling, saying, "Thank you."
Happy to go to court now. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and speaking of the Supreme Court, let's wish Ruth Bader Ginsburg good health.
A nice retirement. Let's wish her a nice retirement.
That would be nice, but I want to warn people, don't be mean to old Ruth.
Hey, she was a good friend of Scalise.
On anybody.
Hey, Scalise liked her. There must be something there.
I'm sure she's a nice
lady.
But I
want her off the court.
Yeah, probably like a nice grandma, I'm sure. Just because her political views suck doesn't mean I want
just
because
she's pro-abortion, likes killing babies, you know. And I'm sure we can find some good in that. Hey, I'm watching the Amazon Prime thing, right? And there's this Nazi assassin who you're conflicted about him. Is he a good guy or a bad guy? Good. He's going around killing people, you know, for the Nazis. And you're like, yes, but he does have some redeeming qualities. I feel that way about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She must have some good qualities, even though she's all for killing babies.
Well, so it was nice to see Bernie out throwing the race card in. Saying that Beto O'Rourke and
Robert O'Rourke, who's the
lady that ran for Georgia governor?
I can't remember her name because she's so obscure.
Black lady. Right?
Yes, exactly.
So she's running. And Bernie had the gall to come out and say, it's because of you racists that wouldn't vote for, hey, Beto O'Rourke is a white guy.
Or Obama wouldn't vote for Obama.
And I thought to myself, well, then what about all the white racists here in Michigan who didn't vote for John James?
There you go.
Really? Mr. Sanders? Catch, yeah. Sanders? Yeah. Saunders. I can't think of Saunders.
Mr. Communist.
He is a communist.
Yes, he is.
And all these socialists.
Honeymooned in Moscow behind when there was an Iron Curtain.
And yet all these college kids just love Bernie.
They've been taught to. They've been, schools of it. Well, you know, I've heard a number
the
of people
re-education
make the
centers
point.
That we call universities.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, all the upper income, they call them the upper income voters. You know, they all went to college. They got the high degrees. They're pulling in the big bucks, except the ones that took the women's lesbian studies, you know, that are serving you coffee at Starbucks if you're stupid enough to go to Starbucks.
Yeah, well, there was a meme out.
Yeah, so basically they've all gone through the indoctrination centers we call the academy. And it's time we stopped funding University of Michigan, stopped funding Eastern Michigan, stopped funding Michigan State.
Yeah,
I don't care if you like their football team or not.
Yeah,
I don't really care.
They've become indoctrination centers. That's exactly what they are. And folks, think twice. You know what? I'll give a little plug to Hillsdale. You want to send your kid to a good university and make sure they don't get mind wiped by the U of M or all the other liberal
institutions?
Spring
Arbor. Try Spring Arbor, too.
Send them to Spring Arbor or Hillsdale College where they will get a constitutional, classical liberal education where they're not taught what to think. They're taught how to think, which is that's what you want to be doing. Why are you trying to indoctrinate your kids and force values on them? I mean, I do the best to teach my son critical thinking. You know, would I like him to be conservative? Yes, but I know he's going to probably go through the process. If you don't have liberal thinking as a young person, you don't have a heart, right?
That's right.
And if you don't have conservative thinking by the time you're old, you don't have a brain.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple. But
so grow up. Not you. I'm sorry. It was a rhetorical grow up. It was, hey, you Democrats, grow up.
All right. Enough of the election talk. I want to move on to something really important.
Can we play that music again?
A.G. Sessions. First casualty, right out the gate. 24 hours after the election, boom!
Boy, that Trump trying to derail Mueller by firing Sessions after like 2 years.
After two years, he's trying to derail Mueller. I was disappointed because I had always kept on my tinfoil hat thinking that Jeff Sessions, the silent assassin, is going to go right to town and release all these indictments and find. He turned out to be just another piece of swamp filth, right?
Yeah.
And needed to be replaced.
I'm going
to
say this. I think he was a man who was in over his head. That's all. I think historically you look at him as a senator, he was a good guy. Something happened. They thought he'd be a good AG, and he thought he'd be an honorable man. He made a bunch of wrong decisions, and he did the wrong thing. I want to think better of him.
I think I would be more along the lines to think they had something on him.
Okay.
That would, that's my, because there's other explanation. Come out like a firebrand, was he, like he was for Trump, and to get the AG spot and then cow down like he would been beaten. Somebody had something on him, and he just couldn't get past it.
And they wouldn't let him resign either?
No.
They had something on him. If he resigned, they would use it against him also.
Until now, because Mueller still has nothing. Yeah. 2 years later, Mueller still has nothing. Absolutely nothing. Let's take a call from Janice Daniels on line one. Janice, welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm glad to see somebody else is fired up on that show, as was I on the Abolitionist Roundtable. I'm so angry about these election results. But I agree with
that.
You, Gary. There's some redeeming factors that have taken place. But I agree with you. I agree with Ed. I think it was Ed who said, Jeff Sessions is a good guy. I think he was over his head, or maybe there was something that they were holding over his head.
I believe it.
Either way, his head was involved. Over his head.
Well, it's over with, right?
Yeah.
The time for Sessions is now done. It's gone. It's over with. That's it.
That's right. You know what the real irony is about this entire election is that the very people that men and women like you and I who are trying to fight for, to keep our constitutional government alive, the very people we're fighting for, our children and minorities, quite frankly, are the very people that are screwing it up for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just shocking.
I felt that way after the election. I thought, okay, you voted for it. You get to live with it. I tried talking to you. It didn't work. You know?
Yeah, but, you know, we can't give up, because I think, really, although I blame the Republican leadership greatly for this, I think the media has a lot to do with it, because these people are not getting the information through this fog that the media gives them as a daily feed. I was sitting in a restaurant the other day, and CNN was on, and it had the words running at the bottom of the screen, and I'm reading what they're saying, and I'm going, this is just incredible. There's so many lies that they are outright just perpetrating and fomenting anger and distrust for our government, our form of government.
Oh, was Jim Acosta talking? Is that what you...
Well, no, actually it was not him, although I couldn't really look at it for too long. It was not Jim Acosta.
Yeah. Well, you make a great point, because here's what you have to look at. Historically speaking, this midterm was pretty doggone good for the Republicans. It wasn't good here in Michigan, but we didn't lose a whole lot in the House, and we actually managed to gain a little bit in the Senate.
And we kept the presidency.
If we're able to keep the Senate.
If we lose Arizona and Florida, it's still 48-52. It's 46-52 right now. So we'll retain it. The problem is, if we had 54, we wouldn't have had to worry all the time about Collins and Murkowski, because we would have had two good ones. But unfortunately, we're going to probably lose both these seats, I think, now in the long term, due to the fraud and incompetence of the Democratic Party. Right?
Well, and the lack of... like you say, testicular fortitude.
That's what I used on your show this morning.
Why does this show always fall down to those kind of terms, right?
I used the term on their show this morning when I called in. Yeah.
Courage.
Well, it is amazing, Janice, that despite the constant 98% media against us, we managed to hang on. So you got to have some positivity for the Republicans and the people with moral values in this country. All you can say is, people, keep fighting. Keep fighting the good fight. Get on your Twitter. Get on your Facebook. Keep talking it up from a common sense standpoint, because you know what? 2020 starts now.
That's right. And we do have some good victories for our cause. We have done great things since 2010. The Tea Party movement, unfortunately, it seems to have disappeared. But we have saved this country to a great extent over the past 8 years.
That's what I just want to say. I am a conservative, and that doesn't mean I'm stuck in the past. I have a very old boat that I work hard to keep in good condition, because it's nice to look at, and it's nice to use, and the way it was designed is really good to the eye. And our Constitution and our original concept of government is the same way. And I want to conserve that as a piece of art, as something that's functional and good for the benefit of people in the future. That's what conservatism is about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And I have a gun like that, too.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
All right. Well, great
and
call,
I'm willing
Janice.
To use it.
Yeah, great call, Janice. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one. All right, so let me do a segue that's not a segue. Martin's Hardware, 248-437-0600. If you got water softener, most of us do in that area.
I got a segue. We are supposed to be salt. We are supposed to preserve.
Salt of the Earth?
Yes.
That's us, right? And Salt of the Earth Radio.
You can buy your salt. I like that. Yes, and you can buy your salt.
Yeah, well, you can buy your salt at Martin's Hardware. It's located on Pontiac Trail in South Lyon, 248-437-0600. In the Current, you can go to currentonline.com if you don't get it, the paper itself. $4 off 6 bags of Hardy Cube Red Out, or $1 off 2 bags of Hardy Cube or Hardy Cube Red Out at Salt. Get it for your softener. Hardy Cube is the best.
Or put it on your driveway.
Or put it on your driveway. If you want to spend that kind of money, that's fine. 248-437-0600. Let's take a call from Alex in Plymouth, who wants to talk about the progressive universities. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Hi, Gary. Hi, Ed. I just didn't want to talk about the universities, which you already brought up. But it's also, you have the propaganda starting in the public school systems,
yep,
and that has to be addressed too. I know why we want schools of choice, so parents can sort of bypass the propaganda in the public schools, but it's got to be addressed because it's in the media, in the primary schools, and then in the universities are getting the same message. They're not getting a constitutional America first message, and obviously it shows up at the polls like we had on election day.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Alex, this is one of the easiest positions to win. If you feel like you want to go into politics, school boards are easy to win. Doesn't take a lot of money, takes a little door knocking, takes a few advertisements in your community newspaper, and you can win a school board seat. And I'm going to tell everyone out there, if you're a conservative, get yourself a voting block or a group, a slate of candidates, and go after that school board. Take the school boards over, get those liberals out of there, mm-hmm. and you can change the curriculum if you run the school board. You can get in there, you can fix it, you can fight with the state, you can put in those classes that you need to. Go back to a nice civics class. Why don't we have good civics classes anymore in school?
Because we don't want people to know what the government's supposed to be like.
And they want to erase our history. Yeah. And they want to erase your power. And that's what's going on. So, doggone it, folks, if you want to make a difference, start in your own backyard. Take over your school board by getting a slate of conservative candidates for the school board and win those seats.
I'm ashamed that when I voted this week that I didn't know anybody on the school board that was running. I did not vote for one of them because I didn't know about any of them.
Yeah.
And I should have.
Well, Ed, I voted against a couple of candidates that I didn't like, and I think it worked out pretty good. One last thing, I'd like to do a little shout out to Joe Leonard, you know, who always calls in the show. He's got a little FundMe page on Facebook, and if anybody who knows Joe or his commentary would like to help, go visit him.
Yeah. All right. Great. All right. Let's take a thanks, Alex. See appreciate Alex. The call.
Thank you.
Let's take a call from Walter in Ypsilanti. Hey, Walter, how are you?
All right, man. Hey, y'all. What a disappointment, huh?
Well, don't be too disappointed. I run that way too, Walter, but you can't let it get you down. What do you got?
Oh, no, it ain't gonna stop. It ain't gonna get me down. But, look, I got an observation.
Okay.
On one of the reasons Mr. James lost.
Go ahead.
How many times have I heard on black radio stations, not quite black, but a lot of black callers calling in. And I think, by the way, I think some of them secretly voted for him. They didn't want to broadcast it, but how many of them did I heard say continuously, I would have voted for him, but I never knew what his message was about. And secondly, I can't vote for him because he's a buddy of Donald Trump. And I'll tell you what, him talking about his record as a military person, you know, you guys know that we're for that. You know, we hold him in high esteem, but the average person, especially on the black stations, didn't want to hear nothing about his military, especially when it has something to do with Iraq.
Yeah, well, I think what it comes down to, Walter, is simply this. In Washtenaw County, in Wayne County, Oakland and Macomb, he didn't spend enough time, period. And he spent, I see him a lot on the outstate areas where he didn't need to really be campaigning. Because you know what? They vote Republican anyways. He should have been concentrating in Metro Detroit, Flint, Ann Arbor area to try and pick up that extra percentage
instead
he needed.
Instead of fundraising in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, he lost He lost by, what, 400,000 votes at the end there? That's a lot. That means you did not have name recognition. He should have been all over the billboards in Detroit. He should have been all over Channel 2, 4, and 7 in Detroit, and he didn't. I didn't see it. I just didn't see it.
Well, he thought he was going to win by talking about his military experience. The average person don't care nothing about no military in the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely right.
That doesn't even compute with them, and they can care less because we know the Democrats hate the military anyway. Their leaders, that is.
Yeah, all his advertising focused on him and his pilot gear instead of his business gear. Yeah. You're right. All right, we'll talk to you later, Walter.
Great, Walter. I appreciate the call. We got to get to another call here. Have a good one.
Later.
And let's talk to Jasmine from Chicago. Welcome to the show, Jasmine.
Hey guys.
Hi. What do you got? What's going on out there?
Oh, I've got lots of things, but the stuff I want to talk about, first of all, what do you guys think about this very unsettling story I saw on online about Jeff Flake thinking he can run against Trump?
That guy's delusional. You know, it's just
he's the man that is
delusional.
Most appropriately named for his own behavior. Jeff Flake. He is a flake. This guy is not a... People want to say he's conservative.
Beto O'Rourke changed his name from Robert, right? Why did Flake not change his name?
He is a flake. I've got nothing good to say about Jeff Flake. He's a phony. He's a hypocrite. He's a moron. This guy, let him run. You won't run. You'll be the laughingstock of anybody.
He was a conservative darling at one point, though. He wasn't always like this. So what happened? Who put what in his water? What else, Jasmine?
Well, the other thing is, I wanted to make an observation. You know, when I went to vote a couple of weeks ago, because I'm an early voter, and I went to vote, and I was astonished at how many pages of people that were running for various
various locals
who were running unopposed, and they were all Democrats.
Yeah, well, that's Chicago, right? When you reach that point, it becomes a one-party system. And that's what they're trying to do in Florida. That's what they're trying to do in Arizona. It's what they wanted to do in Texas. And that's what they've done in New York and California. It's now a one-party system.
That's like our friend, our friend Martin Church. He ran for state senate in this district, and he knew he was going to lose. But he put his voice out there. He thought he was doing the right thing, the thing that God would want him to do. He knew he was going to lose, but still, he put his name on the ballot, gave me somebody to vote for in that spot.
Yeah. What else you got, Jasmine?
Well, I just keep remembering a quote from Archie Bunker, who used to talk about California, and he would always say, What's not fruits and loops is flakes?
Fruits, nuts, and chrome.
My last point was something I read about. I don't know if you're familiar with Alyssa Milano.
Oh yes.
But she came out and said that if Ruth Bader Ginsburg needed, she would give her kidneys and her
ribs.
Whatever.
Do they do rib transplants? I don't think so.
She's a has-been, right? She's trying to keep her name out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, she also owes a couple $100,000 to the government.
Yes, like all Democrats. Mm-hmm. They don't want to pay their bills. Great call, Jasmine. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye. All right, and that's the end of the show. Wrapped up another one, just like that.
Yes.
All right. Well, folks, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, and please utilize the advertisers in the current newspaper, courantonline.com. Until next week, have a great one.